Just one.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight that we just want to come and praise God from all the blessing flow. One thing that I will say, beloved, today is the day that the Lord has made a promise through the years and where we are today. I'd like to read some scriptures to you so we can move into the teaching. But one of the things I want to say to you is this. There is no name that's above the name of Jesus. There is no thought name that's above the name of Jesus. And so let's go to Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for everything you have done for us today, how you brought us where we are right now, for the many blessings you bestowed upon us, for the past promises that you promised us. And we just want to thank you. Want to thank you for America. Want to thank you for the United States. Want to thank you for every state. Want to thank you for the seven continents. Want to thank you for the men that are buying out, crying out in the name of Jesus. And I want to just say hallelujah because I love you. I know they love you. And tonight, while we're on the radio, we just want to speak the truth. Speak the unmitigated, want to speak it. And let somebody's heart change to Jesus. That somebody will come to know him. Somebody will come to accept him. Somebody will come to know that he has the promises that God made. Jesus, that promise. When Jesus promised he would send us a Messiah, he is the Messiah. He's here in the living flesh. He's in the spirit. And he works in us. I want to thank you once again. I want to praise you. I want to love you. And I want to adore you. And one of the things I was saying, more than anything in the world, there is no God like our God in the name of Jesus. Amen. So tonight I want to tell you some things. Mostly, I want to just say the promise. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. As some men are slack. Some men, let me pause and say this to you. Some men make a promise they're going to do this, but they're slack concerning it. When God makes a definite promise, there is no slackness. But it's long suffering toward us, not willing it to perish, but that we should come to repentance. So we look at what the word is saying today. Most people need to repent. Most people won't come to the Lord Jesus Christ like they would. They'll do out there in the world and stay in the world and say that they're doing okay. But I want to just read this to you. And it says, and behold, here's what Jesus said. And behold, I send the promise of my Father. Oh, the Father made a promise to the Son. Now, Jesus said, I send the promise of my Father. Now, who is he talking about? He's talking about the Holy Spirit. But you tarry in the city of Jerusalem, that you may endure it with power on high. Endure it, that you will be given power. Exalces, anagaia, dynamite. You're going to be given some power. Some power that will Ooh, Jesus, that will take you to the next level, that will let you know that you know that you know that you know that you know the next level. While we stand today in life, we stand because we know that what God has said to us, those of us who believe can stand on the affirmation of the promise. God said, I will send the promise of my Father. How is this possible? Here's how it's possible. He overcome it, and here's what happened. When Jesus took it to the next level, he said, beloved, my brothers, those I've taught you, disciples, I'm going to sin. He said, look, I sin. That's the authority God gave him, the promise of my Father. And the Father promised Jesus he's going to send him. He said his word. but you shall be in the city until you are endowed with power. And when they heard this on those days in the book of Acts, we find that something happened in the book. We find out, and even today, do we have that most of our churches today? Do we have in the fivefold? Do we take it? Do we talk about the relevance of the Holy Spirit, the importance of the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit teaches us, lead us to a place? Is it always possible? Sure it is. And God is calling us. God is calling us to a great work. He's calling us to a great work. But it's up to us. It is up to us. Now, when I say up to us, we who know what the book says. Somebody out there is not hearing what God is saying. But we have to take him have some F-A-I-T, some faith to believe. Now, I'm going to share with you my own lifestyle. I'm a married man. I have a wife. I believe in one woman, one life. I believe what the Bible has said. I believe in it. One thing I will say to all of us that are listening on somewhere, and I pray God will hear what I'm saying today, and God will hear my heart and hear my mind. Hear what I'm saying, to reach out and touch somebody and let them know. And he says, but they being assembled together with them, command them. Here was Jesus. He said, Jesus said it. Jesus, he given twice in the scripture. He said it twice in different places. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait on the promise of the Father, which he had heard of me. And Jesus, hallelujah. See, here is the royal diadem. God the Father has promised the Son, and the Son said, because the Father has promised me, I can just assure you the promise is on the way. Now, let me ask this question. If we know the promise is on the way, why we don't have more people seeking the promise? Could it be that some people are running what they want to run and doing what they want to do, how they're doing, when they're doing it? Why they aren't listening to what the Lord is saying to them? Why they aren't saying what God is doing through them? Why they aren't saying, Lord, see, one of the things I've come to understand in my life, what God has done for me in the name of Jesus Christ, he has set me free. Yes, he has set me free. How did he set me free? Set me free from all the sin and the lying and cheating and scorning. And the more you closer, let me tell you something, beloved. God made a promise to me, and the promise being kept. I'm walking this in faith, not in the sight of what man is saying. I'm believing what God has said in his word that's on the record. Either I'm a lie, because God can't lie. And I take him at his word. No matter how I see it, I'm taking him at his word. God said, I promised. Now, when I believe that I received the Holy Spirit, yes, he came upon me like never before. Something happened to my thought process. Something happened to me walking some way. I turned completely around. Sometimes in that movement, because certain things, let me tell you something. You got to understand, beloved, the devil don't have no love for us who know that we know. And why? I mean, he don't have no love for us because he wants to take us on the rampage with him. See, the devil is nothing but a slothful liar. He goes around plotting. He's always scheming. He's always trying to get you to get on this team. Let me tell you, the best team to be on is God's team, the promise. See, there is victory in what God is saying. Victory. We come to the place and we're in a vice, but we have to come to a place where we can trust God. And beloved, I will say to us one thing. You see, one thing, the name of Jesus is the most powerful name that we can ever use. The name of Jesus. Now, in Hebrew, I'm going to learn it. But I know the name Yeshua HaMashiach. I believe I'm sinning right. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I believe what God is saying. God says he's coming back in the name of Jesus to receive those of us. And the Bible said those were scarcely making in. Let me tell you something. I don't want to be caught with no holy garments on off. I want them on. I want to stand in the fullness of God. I want to be able to, what all it is I've done, the flesh. See, the flesh must die that Jesus might live. Hallelujah. See, the more we take God at his word, the more you take his word. Now, you take his word in the OT, the Old Testament. It was for the Jews, the chosen one. We're chosen in the New Testament. But God used that to establish his foundation, his royal foundation. But Jesus came along and solidified. He said, God said, I don't want this, I don't want this, and I don't want this. I need one sacrifice, one perfect sacrifice. And when God did that, hallelujah, Jesus Christ became the ultimate. And he said, Father, I will go down and I will become that sacrifice. My God Almighty. He said, I'll become that sacrifice. Why would he become that sacrifice? Because God made a promise. He and God made a promise. When you're reading the book of Psalms and you take your time, the more you go through the word, you see the word, you hear the word, you do what the word says, Satan ain't nothing but a liar. See, and I want us to know, we have to take God at his word. Somebody needs to know right now that Jesus Christ is right there for them. I know he's right here for me. I know he is. I know what he's doing for me. I know what God is doing. And I will say this to you. Most of all, the more we can come to the wholeness of it all, and we can just say, God, there is no God like you. And you know, all you got to do is, I'm telling you, because the love that I have of God in my heart towards somebody, they're talking about happening down there in Florida. Let me tell you something. It's a shame to the world's sight, but to God, God got some glory. Somebody there wasn't ready to meet Jesus, but that moment, I do believe in my heart, the promise, Jesus Christ. And while they waited on Jesus Christ, down there in Florida, all kind of lies have been told. God knows it. God has no love for a Sodom and a Gomorrah. We go back to the Old Testament, we find out. But see, he had the promise, and the angels came. Now, you know what? Some people don't even, they don't even want to see what the angels got to say. The angels say, I got a word for you. No, I don't want that word right now. Why you don't want the word right now? Because it's interfering with what I want to do. Oh, the word of God is interfering with what you want to do, not what God said we should do. Let me tell you something, beloved. See, God has highly exalted the name of Jesus, and there is everywhere where every knee should bow, my God. All the angelical beings bow before the name of the man Jesus Christ. We will bow. Satan will bow. Even the people in the book of Jude, those angels. And let me tell you something. God has sent something to us more now than ever before. And one thing I've got on scripture, therefore being by the right hand of God. Now here's why we see that. Therefore being by the right hand of God, exalted, and having given, received the promise of the Father of the Holy Ghost. Here's the promise. The Father, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which you now see and hear. Because the anointing that was upon the life of Jesus Christ superseded everything that was possible. The name that's above every name, the name Jesus Christ lives in my heart. The name of Jesus Christ lives on my tip, on my tongue tip. The name of Jesus Christ, it is what I have to live by. Because the name, nobody can defeat that name. How many can? How many armies are came against that name? How many ignoramuses have come against that name? See, the more we take the word of God, and we take God as word, he said, whatever you do, in word or deed, it's all in the name of Jesus Christ, giving thanks to the Father through him. Now, when you go to Colossians 3:17, you'll find that. But here's what I want you to know. When we write and we study the word, in Ephesians, he told us, when we should worship Father and him, we must do the name of Jesus Christ. But now, whatsoever you do in word and deed, must do in the name. Here it is again. What we do, it's a promise. It is a promise. When we come before the Father in the name of Jesus, and we something wanted to be done, and Father, I ask you for the blessing of what I need for $300 million, you give it in the name of Jesus to me to satisfy. To satisfy. I want to thank you. I want to praise you. I want to love you and I want to adore you. And see, God is now. God is the lover of my soul. God is here right now. God can hear me right now. God is peace. All of this is in the name of Jesus. And why is it so important? It is so important to those of us who said we're walking by faith and not by sight. When you walk by faith, you don't have anything to see, but you just believe it. You know the true and living God, hallelujah, a God that you cannot see, but said, I am that I am. And because he is who he is, it gives us to know there is no God like our God. One thing I will say to us tonight, and as we get into the word, most things we come down to understand what God is doing for us. Listen, beloved. And I want you to understand something. When Jesus started to groan for the day when he did, when we left there, and we would do all things in the name of Jesus. Here's what we have to do. Let me end this to you. I'm not finished. But let me say something, the controversy in the garden to praying to Jesus. Here's what we do. Do we pray to Jesus? No, we come to Jesus, take us to the Father. But do we worship Jesus? We come here, so we're going, because he's in us and we're in him. That is, this may seem like it's a, but Christ is in us and we're in Christ. Whatsoever we do, we can take it to the Father. What are we asking for? The God's right, the Father's right there to hear us. And what we have to do is take God at his word. We got to do all things. Now, when a person said that, I don't know, maybe so, you're still in doubt. You're still in doubt. See, doubt has a room for darkness and disability, and you don't want to do what God said. And when you take God at his word, here's what Jesus took his position. This name, his position, his name is exalted. Listen to me, beloved. His name is exalted above the name of Willie J. Hunter, Barack Obama, Bill White, Marty Stanberry Hunter. That name is exalted above every name. Why is it so exalted? Because there was a price that was paid for that name. And God is not going to let nobody come. See, the devil come up there. When he's up there, he tried to preach. He said, well, I'm going to be just like you. See, the devil is but a medicine. He said, well, you know, I'm going to be just like God. Watch me. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to just be just like him. My throne is going to be higher than his throne. Now, wait a minute. You didn't even create yourself. And God created the devil. We don't give the devil no room. And I, beloved, the name that's above every name, as I was reading the scriptures and studying, in the scripture, one thing Jesus said, in my name, Willie Hunter, you can ask it anything in my name. And it will be done. It'll be done for you. And in another place he said, anything you ask in my name, the Father will answer it. Well, he and the Father already been in concert. He's already been in concert. Because they talked about this before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world. It was already in concert. How I know? By what the word through faith tell me. When God was, he was. When God I am, he was I am. When God can, he can. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They were all got together. But they was in unity. In unity. Can we get some believers out there on the radio in the land of America become unified? Somebody that say, see, all that I have learned, I've learned nothing but the name of Jesus Christ. And I know that name will cast down darkness. I know that name of Jesus will cast down sickness. I know that name of Jesus will cast down the fullness of somebody running rampage in our community. Let me tell you something, beloved. See, the more we take the name of Jesus, and I tell you, when you know that you know that you know that you know that I know, you know that I know that you know that the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that name is so exalted. The devil knows it. So what he's trying to do is, and listen to me, beloved, I'm preaching to the saints, I'm preaching to the angels. He is trying to get somebody out there in darkness to say these, to say it. I'm on your team, man. No, I'm not. I'm on God's team. I thought you was on my team. No, I'm on God's team. Why you? No, you changed. No, I got changed 40-some years ago. I got changed. I'm on God's team. Well, now the devil said, I got to get a plan to work on Hunter. I got to get a plan to work on everybody else. See, the plan he tried to work on everybody is ignorance, closeness. He tried to get somebody, you know, I like you, sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so. The devil lied. The devil has no love. That's why we have to take the word. We have to draw near. According to James, the more we draw near to God, the more the devil flees from us. The closer we walk, hallelujah, the closer we walk with Jesus Christ, the more God's going to allow us to walk with him. We have to come to him. Here is the victory. Through faith, he answers us. Oh, yes, faith is an activeness. Faith, it becomes so relevant. In your life, how are you going to say that you love a God that you've never seen, but it's your faith that says that? And the more you can see what God is saying, the more you can say, well, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to take God at his word. Now, when God made a royal commitment, he promised us. He made us a royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Made us a royal priest. We're priests before God. Now, remember I read you said, therefore being by the right hand of God exalted? Well, we exalted also. We sit in the place with Jesus Christ. We ain't got to sit in no second seat, no third seat. We sit in the same seat where Jesus is. We sit down where he's at because the Father, hallelujah, the Father, the Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, has made it so. So we don't live it. We live in these bodies. These earthly tabernacles. But we live in that place called there. There is where we exist. And we do the things. Sometimes, beloved, we can be so engrossed into the word of God until we know we're sitting in the place. Like we're hearing God's word vibrating through us. We walk by faith and not by sight. And God the Father is constantly speaking to his universe. To his universe, his great. How do you know? Because the Bible says he speaks consistently. He constantly calls. He's creating a place in the Bible. God is creating a place for you and I. Because when we get to heaven, it's going to have to be some space. So we start working on it right now, the day that we came into this world. And that's why I ask people sometimes, do you sit outside and look at the stars at night? Sometimes I do. Cut the back light, I'm going out there and watch the stars. Because you can see stars out there. Can you count them? No, you can't. So many stars out there. God the Father, and here's this God. I love him so much. And listen here. God is well aware of our daily needs. I'm not going to be anxious about anything, but I'm going to let my faith look unto God. Everything that I've done by the faith of God, God has provided me for it. I have proof. And the best is yet to come. And you know what? There's no name like his name. There's nothing he can do. I don't care what somebody say. Well, you know, I'm not going to be boasted about another church. I want you to come and say, can you come with me where I'm going? I don't know where I'm going to church. We're going to sit down and talk about Jesus. See, when we rolled in the Rolls Royce yesterday, I was talking to more people about it. We got church right now. They said, I ain't never heard. I know it. We are the church. When a few of us come together, we become the living body of Christ. Christ comes into us. He abodes with us. My God Almighty. My God Almighty. It grows. When we got conflict, the name of Jesus can disavow. If we stand in the name of Jesus and serving the word of the living God, don't you know God's going to reward us? God is seeing our hearts. Hear what the word says. Here's what I believe it says. This set forth more clearly perhaps than other scriptures. The name of Jesus is better than anybody's name you know. And you know what? I love that name. That name is so precious. That name has so much power. That name has so much, it has so much vivaciousness, so much wherewithal, so much kindness, so much love, so much peace, so much understanding, so much wisdom, so much knowledge. And no, I don't care what man can try to teach it, because there's always room for more. It's called breadth. It's called height. It's called depth. And the more we get into God, the more he's going to show us that he loves us. He's going to show us. When he reached down and touched us and said, I love you. I love you too, Father. In the name of Jesus. Keep doing what you're doing. Yes, Lord. Because you're going to keep doing what you're doing. See, God made a promise. He fulfilled that promise. And he ain't even much slack on his deal. But I want to say one thing in my time that I'm going up. Take these words, my beloveds, and I give it to you. Now we command you, brethren, the second to last in 3:6. Now, my sisters and brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition that you have received from us. I want you to know it's a warning. We're living in a time right now. And I want to just say I love you. I see I have a person on the line here with me. Are you on the line with me, Dr. Teacher A. Royal? Are you there? Amen. Well, I say these words. It's been a night for me. I made a commitment to God. I would do it. And I've done it. And I just wanted to know. I thank God. And I know, see, it takes one to plant. But we have to keep putting water, the holy water on it. I don't mean water that we drink. It's called the Holy Spirit. We have to allow him to come in and super us. Supernaturally. And the more he comes in, the more he just takes his wherewithal and does it for us. See, he told the disciples, and see, Jesus told us, he told the disciples, no, don't y'all leave Jerusalem. He said, no, y'all are told, he told 100, it was 500 people. He said, don't y'all leave Jerusalem. But they went down there, and it's come down to 120. They stayed in that room. And that's when they got the fullness of the Holy Ghost mood in our life. Can you just see what God, he told them. One man said, well, I want to go, but I got to go check on my wife. I want to go, but I got to go check on this. And God doesn't have, now, if you want to get out there in the world, get back out there and want to do what you do, just don't let go of the plow. If you don't want to pray much, start praying sometime. And the more you pray, the more God will answer you, the more God will hear you. You got to start getting the word in you. And I know this much. The more I read, let's see, and the name is a daily conflict. Why is it a conflict? Because you have an advocate out there don't like you. As I may say, it's like black-eyed peas and red beans. They don't taste too good together unless somebody know how to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to thank you tonight for listening to me. I want to thank you tonight for being on the program with me. If nobody has a question or statement, I'm not going to close it down. I'm going to play some music. And may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. And may God always be right there for us. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise his holy name. He's an awesome God. My God. Yes, praise him.
Hewlett Packard Enterprise, the next frontier.
My God.
This is the voyage of Hewlett Packard.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I'm alone by your side. I could only imagine, yeah, what my eyes see when faith is before me. I can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel when I am for you? What in all you be still? Will I stand in prayer? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Standing in front, I can only imagine. And all I will do is forever worship you. I could only imagine. I could only imagine. To be surrounded by your glory, what will your heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in presence? To my knees, will I fall?
Everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in all of his grace, you're in all of his goodness, you're in all of his mercy, you're in all of his perfection.